Welcome to another episode of Superior Mind Body Health Podcast. I am your host, Monica Banach, advanced practice nurse and a health coach. Today's topic, we are going to discuss the liquids that don't break your fast, that are okay to drink during your fasting hours. I know there's so much conflicting information about it, so I'm going to go a little bit in depth and explain why it is okay or why it's not okay to drink certain liquids. So today I have five fasting-friendly remedies, along with an explanation of why they typically do not break a fast. I know there's so many people that are either like, if you have anything other than just plain water, even like electrolytes in your water, you're breaking your fast or it's a dirty fast. I don't feel that way. I've been fasting for probably the last 5 years. I've done a lot of tests, including like blood glucose tests after I drink certain fluids. And usually that is actually what tells you whether it breaks your fast or it doesn't break your fast. The first thing, during fasting, obviously you can have water, warm water, cold water. You can put some Himalayan salt. That does not break your fast. Okay. Some sparkling waters, the flavored sparkling waters, are a little bit questionable because those artificial flavors do have some fruit juices, even though it's a zero calories. So if you are going to have something sparkling, make sure it's just plain sparkling water, not flavored. But if you're drinking a flavored sparkling water, just test your blood sugar, make sure it doesn't break your fast. The first one is teas. Generally, best to stick to teas if you're going to have, they're low in calories. You want to make sure that they're not like the fruit teas, because the fruit teas can also actually break your fast. So green tea is fine, black tea is fine, white tea is fine, like herbal teas are also fine, such as peppermint, chamomile, and ginger. The teas are not fine are sweetened tea, obviously, anything with sugar, honey, milk teas, whenever you add milk to it, you're breaking your fast, and then fruit-infused teas. Teas with added fruit juices or syrups may contain some significant amount of sugars and potentially break your fast. Number two, black coffee. It is fine. And black coffee does not break your fast. It can actually kind of help you suppress appetite and increase metabolism. However, there's some people out there that coffee can stop their autophagy, black coffee, because it can increase your cortisol. So it's best to test. And I'll go more in details like how I test to see if something breaks my fast or doesn't break my fast. Number three, apple cider vinegar, usually diluted first thing in the morning. I put like a little tablespoon in some warm water and some lemon. It's great during fasting. It helps kind of clean your body, keep it alkaline, and it can also improve insulin sensitivity and reduce blood sugar levels. So just a small amount of ACV, apple cider vinegar, it's totally fine. Number four, water with lemon. Lemon is fine. You can add some lemon. You probably don't want to drink all day long, like 2-3 liters of lemon water, because it can actually damage your teeth and enamel. So what I would do, if you're going to drink lemon water, make sure you're drinking it through the straw so it's not coating your teeth. This fifth one, it's a bit controversial. Some people say you can have some bone broth when you're fasting. There are fasts or bone broth fasts. The only time I've done bone broth is when I'm about to break my fast because I feel so crappy. And so I'll heat up some like legit true bone broth with a little bit of lemon. And it just kind of soothes my stomach and I feel better and I continue my fast. So what happens with bone broth? Yes, there are calories in bone broth. So it will break the autophagy for a short amount of time. We don't know exactly like how long it breaks the autophagy. But what I found is if I'm about to break my fast and I have like a cup of bone broth, which might be like 25 to 50 calories max, I can keep going. And so for me, it's worth it. Obviously, I don't think, you know, if you're doing a true water fast, that's not something you want to do. but it helps if you're about to break your fast and you feel like crap. It can actually help you get through that kind of hump. And also bone broth has a lot of great nutrients. Some people do bone broth fast and do really well, especially if you're doing it for weight loss. It could be a really great additive in your fasting. But again, don't get back at me and say bone broth's got calories, it breaks your fast. I get it. And I'm not telling you you should do it every time, just in those situations when you feel like you're about to break your fast because you just feel so bad. I'm going to go over how to test your own blood sugar so you know exactly if you are sensitive to certain foods. And you can do that even when you're not fasting. So when I did my test with black coffee, so you test your blood sugar, you have to have one of those blood sugar machines where you prick your finger, and so you write down your blood sugar. And then 30 minutes later, after you drink the coffee, so you do the blood sugar test before you drink the coffee, you have some coffee, then 30 minutes later, you do your test again, you prick your finger, see what your blood sugar is. If it increases more than 10 points, you are sensitive to that particular item, okay? If it drops, usually for me, coffee actually drops my blood sugar, so it is beneficial for me during fasting. I don't drink a ton of it because I think coffee is still hard on your adrenals. So again, keep that in mind, but that's how you test. Hopefully this was helpful. Let me know in the comments, like what else you drink when you are fasting, what other things help you get through the fast. And let me know in the comments what you break your fast with, and what other questions you have, and I'll be happy to record more episodes.